Hello, hello, blessed people, and how are you doing? I hope you're well. I hope God has kept you safe. There are a lot of floods that are happening around. I'm just hoping and praying that wherever you are, that you're good, and that the Lord has continued to protect you. There's been a lot of incidents of death, incidents of so many bad things happening. May God preserve you. May God keep you safe. May God just put a hedge of fire around you and your loved ones and your family as well. So welcome to Growth in Christ podcast. My name is Emily Wanja, and I'm so blessed to have you today as you come in just to hear what the Lord has for us today. And in hearing what the Lord has for us today, there's a message God has really put in my heart that I would love to share with you guys today. That is, it starts off with this. It's a funny incident. Let me call it an incident. I'm a story. Are you ready for a story? Story. So, we have animals called sheep. My mom owns them. Yeah. let me disown them today because of what they have done. Those sheep condor, they have really embarrassed me. Not embarrassed me now before people, but I am just ashamed to be associated with them. And the reason is today it's been raining heavily. On this side, Nakuru, and I also have been seeing in other parts of the country, there's even been floods. And so, mom, I was not around at home the whole day. I was out studying. And mom was also, had gone for some prayers in church. So, the animals, the sheep, let me just call them animals because I'm so mad at them. So, the sheep were all... were home alone. The sheep were home alone today. And there's a kitchen garden that my mom has at the back of our home, my house, where she has some spinach, so she does not need to go and buy spinach from outside or from the market. She just sends me like Rebo, Edea, you know, spinach gumibiri. Urete to pick a supper, you know, that kind of thing. Or sometimes you come in late and so she's like, mwere tu, edea to pick a spinach. You know, mimi sifai kukosa kukura spinach. So, basically, so she treasures that kitchen garden. It's one of those things that she's always very careful with them. You know, that there's also like a gate, like a small gate. It's not so secure, but it is well kept. She has really tried for years. Now, I think this is going to the second or third year. And she has really kept the those animals have never gone there. So, today, ndio zimeingia. And guys, naingia home at around 7. And so, Nile, I'm just checking out around the house to check if everything is okay because there was no one at home. And then, Nona, the gate to the garden is open, halfway open. And I'm like, what is not happening? Why is that gate open? And no one opens that gate. You know, it's that haven for mom. And so we are like, okay, in my head, I'm like, we now, my head and all my other organs are like, okay, so let me go check at the kitchen garden. Watu wa Mungu, shock on me. The garden is as flat as it can be. Like, the animals have eaten all the spinach, all the vegetables. There was managu, there was terere, there was all of those things. My friend, nothing is in that garden. as I speak to you now, I don't think my mom knows. Because kelele anaweza piga huku. Nastaki kumuambia. I just want her to identify for herself because I fear for my life. Like, guys. Flat. Najua nilienda nikashanga. Had we ever planted anything here? Yani, those animals have eaten everything. Like, everything. And so I was just thinking about, you know, the whole situation. I was just thinking about that verse of the Bible, you know, that says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, you know. And we all know that that is the work of the enemy. It's in John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So I was just thinking about that. And I was like, so many times, there's that thing we have treasured in our hearts. There's that haven. There's that capice of something that we treasure. And we don't treasure it because it's bad to treasure it. It's good, you know. Maybe from it we get to feed. Maybe it's your spiritual life. You treasure it so much. Maybe it's your mind, you know, peace of mind. Whatever it is, I have no idea what that is. I also have mine. There's what I treasure the most. But you could have treasured it for so many years, so many, and then just one day, you could probably have no idea that it is open or the enemy has already come in. Right? Two, maybe you left it open actually. Actually, thinking about it now, maybe my mom used the garden and then forgot, because it's been raining, maybe forgot to lock it up well. So akafungua bila kujua that the animals saw that she left it open. Why did she leave it open? Probably it was raining. She did not want to be rained on. So she left it open. Maybe she forgot to close. Maybe she thinks that she locked it up well. But now as we speak, there is nothing in that garden. So whichever the case, that thing could be someone opened it by mistake. Or even the animals just had an idea of how to open up that thing, which I'm so pissed at them, those animals right now. Whichever the case, but at the end of the day, this is what it is. It was open and the enemy took advantage. Because those animals are enemies to that garden. Let's not forget the agenda of the enemy is to steal, kill, and to destroy. So don't leave room, even a single bit. That tells you should be cautious at all times. It tells me to be cautious at all times. With that which is precious to me, I need to be cautious with it. I need to understand that is the loophole the enemy is looking for any time, any day to get to me. And when he gets to me, he leaves nothing for me. If it is my peace of mind, if he gets to me, he makes sure that the peace of mind has been destroyed, that, and it will take some time to revive it back to the peace of mind. I'm just thinking of how long it will take for us to plant another garden. 3 months? 4, 5? I don't know. But within no time, maybe even the sheep took just 5 minutes and the garden was blank, zero. just like that, zero. There's a verse that says, guard your heart more than anything else. Should be in Proverbs. Guard, if that is where the treasure is, guard your heart. Guard your wellspring. Guard your treasure, whichever it is. I'm looking for that verse that says guarding your heart. I don't know if I'm going to find it now, but basically, that came so deeply. And I just felt I should share it. And I just pray that God helps us to be awake at all times, because the enemy is roaming around to see whom he might devour. He's roaming around. So apate tu mesonga tu one inch ama umeangalia tu side ingine tu kidogo. Ni hivyo. Hata itaji the whole day. He just needs 2 minutes of your time. 2 seconds. Oh, may the Lord help us. May the good God help us. In Jesus' name. Thank you for tuning in. See you in the next one. God bless you. I am growing, you're growing. All we can do is to grow together. God bless.